Well, good morning. It's a great privilege to be before you today and to begin this new day. What a tremendous conference, right? This is always a great conference in terms of the content that's offered and the biblical teaching, but this year especially, what a timely topic to be thinking about Israel in the way that we are and an opportunity to connect with so many other people who know and love Israel and have a heart for the Jewish people. I am Paul Scharf, and it's my privilege to represent the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. I finished 5 years, as Pastor Robbie said, as a church ministry's representative serving in the Midwest. But as you can tell that I'm standing before you today, we keep stretching the definition of the Midwest a little bit. I've spoken in 15 states on behalf of the Friends of Israel. And Friends of Israel gave me the opportunity to come into Texas, and I'll say a little bit more about that just before I close. How many here are familiar with the Friends of Israel? Okay, almost everyone. Then you know that we're a worldwide ministry. We're totally committed to proclaiming biblical truth about Israel and her Messiah. We do that through many different facets of ministry that I'll talk about just a little bit this morning, including lots of humanitarian efforts to Jewish people right now in Israel and around the world, always with the goal of bringing them the spiritual answer, the ultimate relief, and that is the gospel of the Messiah. We're well represented here at this conference this week. As you all know, I think, Dr. Randall Price is our keynote speaker in the evenings, and he's a Friends of Israel board member. Privileged to be with Dr. Price here this week, and of course he's, I don't have to tell you, a renowned expert on the topic of Israel and Bible prophecy. And another expert that we have with us on dispensational theology especially, Dr. Mike Stallard, Vice President of International Ministries. He's with us this morning, and you've heard from him already as well. And then we also have Alyssa Riddell, who's just fairly new to her, the ministry, as a field representative here in the Houston area. And she has been a great help, a tremendous help here already this week. And just in general, if you've met Alyssa, and encourage you to get to know her this week and seek out how she can assist you, especially if you're local here in the Houston area, through her ministry with Friends of Israel. We have, of course, on our website lots of information about our ministries, about our history, which I'll say more about in just a moment. And you can always find, especially there, news about Israel. Of course, when I stood before you the last couple of years, the issue has been what was happening in Ukraine. Now it's what's happening in Ukraine as well as Israel, as well as all over the world. And so again, with the two gentlemen here, Drs. Stallard and Price, you have a tremendous resource if you can catch them directly, but you can always find news, information, updates on our website and through the other means that we offer, including, of course, our flagship resource, Israel My Glory magazine, which has gone all over the world since 1942. We have the latest edition free for you to pick up on our table. And even more importantly, you can sign up for a free one-year subscription to Israel My Glory. We want everyone here to receive Israel My Glory magazine. And so if you're not getting it, please sign up for it. And if you'd like it digitally instead of in print, which it would naturally be, write the word digital next to your name on the sign-up sheet, please, and you'll get a digital copy subscription instead of print. We have a weekly half-hour radio program, a fast-moving magazine style with my boss and friend Chris Katulka as the teacher, and you can see the current program is an interview with J.L. Kalischer from Israel. Lots of great information and latest news there as well. A couple of things coming up with the Friends of Israel, one directly this weekend, and Dr. Stallard is one of the teachers in this. It's our annual virtual conference, which will run online this weekend live, and then you can also see it later, and it's on the Kingdom of God according to Jesus. And several of our speakers, as I said, including Dr. Stallard, we'd love to have you sign up for that free conference and watch all of that, tell your friends. We have great resources available through foiequip.org. FOI Equip, this has just begun in recent years since I've been with the ministry, and it's been my privilege to participate in the Equip program. I have a series on American presidents, patriarchs and presidents. It's up there for you to see. And lots and lots of new things coming up. Dr. Price has done courses and is doing courses for Equip, and you can just see all of those things from a variety of people, both inside and also external to Friends of Israel, who are brought in to teach. And all of that is there free for you to make use of as well. Then Pastor Robbie asked me especially to highlight our encounter trip. This is really a unique experience that I would encourage every single one of you here to go on. It's about a week of intensive learning, really becoming immersed, if you will, in the Jewish culture, in the Orthodox and ultra-Orthodox communities in Philadelphia and Brooklyn. And I went on this trip this past year in August, and there were actually four of us who were here, as Pastor Robbie has mentioned a couple of times. There we are standing in front of the Witherspoon Building, which I'll say just a little bit about. But it was a particular group, this trip, that was dedicated for Christian leaders to go together. And it was a really important time in my life and experience, learning more about the Jewish people and going to places, frankly, that not only I've never gone to before, but many people rarely go to see some of the things that we saw on the East Coast there and around the Friends of Israel headquarters, to become more knowledgeable about our Jewish friends and their communities there and their culture. As I said, Pastor Robbie Dean, you might notice he's in the front of the row and I'm behind him there, and we have two pastors here who were also with us on that trip, and you can ask for their opinion as well. And I think they will encourage you to go on the encounter tour with the Friends of Israel. We're standing here in the picture at the Witherspoon Building. Let me just tie all these things together quickly by talking about that for a moment. This building is worth the trip in itself, if nothing else, but it's just one leg of the trip. But talk about impressive architecture. This building was built for the Presbyterian Church in downtown Philadelphia, and it housed the first office of the Friends of Israel Refugee Relief Committee. And the first check was received, anybody read what date that was? December 1, 1948. 10 years before the modern state of Israel, there was the Friends of Israel. And as our president, Dr. Jim Showers, likes to say, that's because these men and women who came together in faith were believing that God was going to fulfill his promises and return Israel back to the land and restore the nation of Israel. So they did not call the ministry the Friends of the Jewish People, but the Friends of Israel. And we experienced a mutual affection with the Jewish people, I might say, on this trip, us to them and them to us, for that friendship and those connections that have been developed through these 85 years. Friends of Israel turned 85 years old on December 1st. It was my privilege to write the blog article that marked the 85th anniversary of Kristallnacht in Germany in November of 1938, which gave rise in response here to the Friends of Israel. And I invite you, encourage you to read that if you haven't at the FOI blog. Here's our group again outside of this amazing structure. This building, I wish I had days to just study it and have a tour guide show me everything about it. It's a testament to Christian and American history. Very, very impressive and unique and amazing. But of course, even more amazing than the architecture are the people who came together in 1938, and I trust our group still together today, and the amazing Jewish friends that we've made connections with and that we seek to reach with the gospel of the Messiah. Well, that was a great tour again, a great trip. I can answer any questions you might have, as well as see the others who were on the tour. A couple of other things that are coming up in the Friends of Israel. I'll be speaking at one of our Prophecy Up Close events. This one is in Michigan next month in April. And our theme this year, there will be editions of this conference all around the country. Check our webpage if we might be near you, and more still to be announced in the spring and the fall. The topic this year is Israel's Resilience, the Struggle to Survive. And that, of course, was chosen directly in response to the events since October 7th. Encourage you to follow our Prophecy Up Close conferences. And some of you, I might say, pastors here or just part of your local church, congregation, or other affiliations you might have, you may know of a great location to have a Prophecy Up Close event. If not this year, perhaps next year or in following years. We'd love to do more of that here in the state of Texas, or if you're traveling from some other place as well, that is not an issue either. So please let me know if that's something that would appeal to you or that you have an interest in. Just a quick word then about my own ministry, and I'll finish up. My wife Lynette sends her greetings today from Wisconsin, where she's back at home. And as I mentioned, it's my privilege to serve throughout the Midwest, now in my sixth year. One of the things that I do in my ministry is write a weekly column. Here's the edition I wrote a year ago at this time as a follow-up to the conference. I'll be doing that same thing this week. And those columns run at sharperiron.org and at raptureready.com, and as of a couple of weeks ago, also at prophecytracker.org. Another great opportunity that the Lord has opened to me is a connection with Jimmy DeYoung Jr. on the radio with prophecytoday.com. These are just wonderful blessings from the Lord that enhance our ministry, that places that you can connect with me. You can always find all of my information and all of my materials and contact me at any time through my page at sermonaudio.com, sermonaudio.com/PSCHARF. Through Sermon Audio, we have an app, if you'd like to keep up with us directly that way. And one of the other privileges that's opened up is to speak for Sermon Audio's daily global prayer meeting that runs at 12 Eastern, 11 Central, Monday through Friday. I'll be the devotional speaker coming up on March 21st. To really keep up with our ministry, what we'd really love for you to do is get our weekly email. We send it to over 1,000 people. And we'd love to add you, and if you will sign up for the magazine and provide your email, make sure you check the consent box. I'd love to add you to my email list if you're not there. And above all, always pray for us, please, and for our ministry. I mentioned coming to Texas. This is my sixth ministry trip for the Friends of Israel here into Texas. I've been to this church on all six trips. Pastor Dean was one of my first contacts because the Friends of Israel gave me this task of coming to Texas to, have ministry opportunities, and they didn't tell me how to do it. That was part of the test, is I had to figure out where to go. So one of the people I started with was Pastor Dean, and it's been a wonderful relationship with the church here and the conference, and I've been at this pulpit on each of these six trips. I'm going to be in Texas for another week and a half. I'll be speaking Sunday at the Tyndale Bible Church in the Dallas area. I'll be speaking a week from Sunday in place of Dr. Andy Woods at Sugar Land Bible Church, as he's away speaking at a conference. So I have some time if you would like to get together with me personally. I would love to connect with you. Perhaps there's even opportunity for ministry yet within this week and a half, or certainly to get together and talk further about the Friends of Israel or our ministry. The Lord has really blessed these times in Texas. He's opened up opportunities for me to be on the radio and other things, as well as speaking in numerous churches. And I can now stand before you and say I've been in several of your churches that are here this morning, and know several of you in ministry. So I praise the Lord for that. I encourage you as we end this talk this morning to pray for Israel. And I want to share an encouraging report that came from someone in Israel, within the Friends of Israel. And this was around the end of the year. I'm sure it's still pertinent right now. And again, ask Dr. Stollard if you have the opportunity, and I'm sure he can elaborate directly on all of this. But conditions in Israel spiritually since October 7th. One of our workers said that since that awful day, most people are willing to hear and speak about spiritual matters and biblical truth. And there's an openness, that's the key word, an openness that is being reported back among the Jewish people, among the people in Israel, to just considering what their own scriptures have said. And we thank the Lord that he is using these events in that way. We want to bless the people of Israel. That's why we've been here since 1938. We're still faithful to the principles on which the ministry was founded. Praise the Lord for that and for the opportunity to represent this great and historic ministry, the Friends of Israel, and to stand with Israel on the foundation of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And I hope that you will pray for us and pray for the Friends of Israel. Let us know how we can be of service to you, and God bless you. Thank you so much.